From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The last time movie audiences saw actor Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he was weightless and adrift in a dream state. That was in the film Inception. Well, in Gordon-Levitt's new movie called Hesher, our critic Bob Mondello says he is adrift again, but in a more down-to-earth way.
When parents talk about someone who'd be a bad influence for their children, they're basically talking about Hesher.
TJ, who is this?
My name's Hesher.
I'm a friend of your son's.
Hesher is homeless, has long greasy hair, obscene tattoos, and likes drugs, pornography, and blowing things up. And though this seems unlikely, he's exactly what 12-year-old TJ and his family need in their lives. Good thing, because with no introduction, he moves into their garage, strips to his briefs, and starts rummaging through their kitchen drawers.
Hello there, young man.
Hey, old lady.
Can I help you with something?
No, I'm good.
He leaves with pliers in hand and, still in his underwear, climbs a telephone pole. 30 seconds later, the house has extra TV channels, and he's back on the couch watching porn. Now, you'd expect TJ's dad to call the police, but this family is not quite functional at the moment. They recently lost TJ's mom, dad's medicated for depression, granny's not all here, and the path of least resistance is to set another place at the table. So TJ pretty quickly realizes that, like it or not, Hesher is now part of his life. An inappropriate part.
I got a doctor's appointment. Burns when I urinate.
In most movies, an overgrown wild child like Hesher would develop a protective side and help the essentially parentless TJ deal with, say, school bullies. Hesher, though, doesn't much care, except if it gives him an excuse to set fire to a sports car, which it does. When TJ develops a crush on a supermarket cashier, played by Natalie Portman, Hesher urges him to... Well, let's just say everything he urges is inappropriate. Perhaps the most mild thing being to stalk her as she drives home from work, which is what they're doing when she plows absentmindedly into a stopped car. Hesher naturally leaps into the fray.
Yeah, I think I can be some help here.
Oh,
I saw the whole thing. She was just sitting there and you backed right into her.
I what?
I don't know what's wrong with you, man. Why would you back into a car? It's f***ing retarded.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We should probably start talking about paying for her damages.
I did not back into her!
Director Spencer Susser doesn't try to make Hesher anything other than a sociopath, sort of a walking, profanity-spewing id, and to his credit, neither does actor Joseph Gordon-Levitt. There's not much plot to the picture, and though there are some relatively big names attached, Rainn Wilson as TJ's dad, Piper Laurie as grandma, Portman as the cashier, nobody besides Hesher and TJ actually have much to do. Perhaps because Gordon-Levitt was a child star himself in Third Rock from the Sun, he's got a nifty sort of anti-rapport with Devin Brochu's TJ. They spend the whole movie sparring with and startling each other, never acknowledging that a weird bond is forming between headbanger and middle schooler. It's the kind of relationship you'd never allow if you had any say in their lives. But it's intriguing to watch how it transforms a film about loss and grief into a surprising, anarchic, and occasionally rollicking misfit movie, one in which being a misfit for once doesn't seem such a bad fit. I'm Bob Mondello.